called Will You Be Loving Another Man? Now, will you love me, little darling, when I'm in some other land? And you know I can't be with you, or will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? When I return, will you be waiting, or will you be loving another man? Now if you find this to be true, dear, I want you to please understand. Don't even say you're sorry, keep on loving another man. Will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? When I'm eternally waiting, will you be loving another man? Now don't be crying on my shoulder and telling me your love is grand. And before I'm out of sight, dear, you'll be loving another man. Will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? When I return, will you be waiting? Or will you be loving another man? Well, it's bluegrass history time, speaking of the first bluegrass band, but, you know, everything has something before it, historically and musically, and there are many roots of bluegrass music, but with the advent of the talking machine, the Victor talking machine, record companies began to discover traditional forms of music and started recording them around 1927. And that was the year that RCA Victor got into the deal of recording folk music and country music, early country music, and one of the first groups they recorded at that, the famous Bristol sessions, was the Carter family. And A.P. Carter and his wife Sarah and her cousin Maybell, fabulous musicians. AP would find songs. He'd go on song hunting trips, and he took a black man with him, Nelson Riddle, who was kind of like a human tape recorder, and he'd remember all the tunes, and AP would write down the words and come back and teach them to Sarah and Maybell, and he'd start recording them. And I guess throughout the 20s and 30s, they made about 600 records, 600 sides. And this next tune as one of my favorites, first appeared on the Folkways collection, the Anthology of American Folk Music. And we'd like to do our version of